Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're looking forward to this game on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round. Of course, it's time now for Friday Morning GM with my co-host, Voss Larikos. Voss, how you doing?
Very good, Ken. Tremendous success in the wildcard round against the Steelers. Always good to put away your arch rival, and very much looking forward to this Buffalo game with a lot of intrigue behind it.
A lot of positive portent from that Pittsburgh game, the one negative being the fact that they lapsed into some of their own problems in the secondary in terms of giving up some long plays. Wouldn't have figured it to happen on a night like that where there was some wind and there was, you know, certainly cold. But hopefully that's something they can get fixed.
Yes, it's going to be important for sure. You know, Russell Wilson has one of the better deep balls in the league. But as we know, so does Josh Allen. He has the arm strength to cut through the wind. And it's going to be a challenge for sure. But I'm cautiously optimistic about this matchup. We'll dive into it more as we go along here.
All right. Does it feel kind of like the game to you? Like I in 2000, the game at Tennessee felt like the game. Like after that game was won, they were really the only team that could deserve to be on the field with the Baltimore Ravens in 2000. And I thought they're going to win it. Same thing with the Denver game in 2012.
I definitely agree with you with the Tennessee and Denver game. As we know, Denver put a pretty good beating on the Ravens earlier in that season. And Tennessee was their arch rival at that time. It doesn't feel like the game to me. It certainly has the MVP storyline to monitor. However, I still kind of have the bullseye on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs' chest. But certainly want to extract some vengeance for that loss that the Bills handed the Ravens in the 2020 playoffs.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they're not without a revenge motive as well for the beating they took in week four. That's the only game they've lost by more than one score in, I think, three and a half years. So the Ravens have a similar streak with Lamar Jackson now, too. They have that horrible 2021 game, I think it was, the one at Miami where they allowed all the pressure. That's the last time they lost by two scores with Lamar. Todd Monken, been a highly requested individual, two requests anyway for interviews, Chicago and Jacksonville. What do you make of it? Do you think there's a good chance he's gone?
I would put the odds at maybe 35-40% that he is gone. Maybe not a traditional coveted coordinator, mostly due to his age. However, not necessarily a strong year for head coaching candidates. There's certainly, both of Detroit's coordinators and obviously Vrabel got the New England job. But I think Monken's in the mix there. It's just unfortunate timing, and I think that's what he said at the press conference today, that he had to do an interview on Wednesday and then another interview on Friday while he's trying to prepare for a divisional round game. I wish there was a better way for this hiring process to work, but I don't think it really would be possible, even if you put a rule in place that no one could make a hire until after the Super Bowl, that the teams would be back-channeling and you probably wouldn't be able to cut out most of the communication either way.
Right. Oh, probably true. I would put it a little lower than you are that he actually gets one of these jobs. I did find out he's 58, not 62 or 63, which was what I was thinking he was before. So it probably is slightly more likely because of that, but he's also just not a dynasty hire coach. You know, if you don't hire a 58-year-old guy to take over your team with the expectation he's going to be there for 20 years, for that, you want a 38-year-old, and that gives you a chance to do a lot of things with that organization, build really meaningful succession planning, and have a constant stream of coaches you're developing, and without a lot of fear going along with that.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great hire for a team that had a veteran quarterback that was looking to get over the hump, who'd been toiling away for years. Just the way the NFL landscape is now, there's not too many of those guys still around. I mean, you still have Stafford, who's obviously paired with McVay, but there's not a whole lot of, just those players with three or four years left that want to try to cash in before they retire. It's mostly a young quarterback league at the moment.
With Sam Darnold, would you put him in that category?
After the last two performances from Darnold, I think he's more of a if I was Minnesota, I would move on from Darnold and save the cap space and go with the guy that took the redshirt year. Personally, I just don't think it's the same with Bo Nix. I think when the postseason starts and the windows in coverage are tighter, the quarterbacks that don't really have that special arm strength, arm talent, hand talent, that's when they're exposed. And I wouldn't try to bang my head trying to win a Super Bowl with a B-level quarterback when there's so many A-level quarterbacks that you would have to knock off.
I mean, it's certainly true, and it's a league dominated by A-level quarterbacks, which is a generalized problem that there are not multiple ways to win. what that honestly probably means is there need to be rule changes put in to constrict passing offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to, you know, create multiple styles to win, Bill James made the point in the 1970s that baseball had all sorts of different ways you could win. And then it became much more of a power game in the 80s and 90s. But you could win with speed, you could win with defense, you could win with pitching, you could certainly win with offense. And some teams did that, but not too many in the 1970s. And, you know, I think it's more fascinating when the game is of contrasting styles fighting each other. I like that better.
Yeah. I think for an intrigue point of view and a competitive balance point of view, it would be better to diminish the impact that these truly elite quarterbacks have. But the game is played a certain way now. It's been 12 years now since a marquee running back has won the Super Bowl trophy, Marshawn Lynch in 2013. And ever since then, it's been journeymen and guys whose teams are saving cap space on and rookie contract players. Not to say that they weren't effective, but the Ravens are trying to buck that trend this year. And I think
the Eagles,
sure, definitely. And I think what was so great about the Steelers game is that Henry was able to manufacture the explosive runs. I think you need to have explosive plays to win in the postseason, pretty much any way you slice it. Even every game the Ravens have won in the Lamar Jackson era in the postseason has had at least one explosive run, most of them by Lamar until Derek now. But you got to have explosive plays. And I was of the mind that it's much harder to engineer those out of the running game. But Derek Henry is certainly challenging that and proving that there are more than one way to do that.
They do have a hand tied behind their back definition of what an explosive run play is. Usually it's usually a shorter distance than an explosive pass play. But I think one of the things that's been very effective for the Ravens is their ability to maintain drives and play, choke the life out of the opposing defense football, which that's just been fantastic to watch them do that to the Steelers, to watch Cam Hayward and Patrick Queen kind of fall down on the job. The aversion to contact that the Steelers showed in through most of that game, but definitely in the second half of the game, was remarkable. So I hope the Ravens can do that to Buffalo again. And Buffalo's got to be extremely concerned of exactly that in terms of how they scheme for the Ravens and probably how they kind of put the reins on their offense a little bit to try and stay on the field a little longer.
I completely agree. I think the key to this game is going to be the rushing attack again. And Derek, he's tackled in the backfield occasionally. He doesn't have the prolific, always fall forward, always gain 2-3 yards as Gus Edwards. But the big difference is the explosive runs when he gets to the second level and the third level, probably the best in the history of the game, or one of them at least. And I don't know if you caught Hard Knocks, the HBO special this week, but I believe it was Minka Fitzpatrick saying, wow, he's really heavy and he's like hard to tackle. Yeah. I mean, and they played together in college, so he's pretty,
right?
Should be pretty familiar with Derek. But it certainly takes its toll on a frigid day with a big, powerful back, but not only combining the power with the breakaway speed.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. If make a quick plug for the matchups episode. That's a good one if you want to listen also to the Know Your Foe episode. Looking forward to this game. Talked a lot about some mind games and some chess match that can go on in terms of offensive line personnel. The Bills, I think, have used a 6 offensive lineman a little bit. I think they'll actually do the Ravens a favor if they do so in this game, because they'll allow the Ravens to bring an extra heavy on the field. The Ravens could even use that to take their weak side linebacker off the field, which I think would be very good for them, and still maintain a nickel. Whereas Buffalo doesn't really ever go away from their committed nickel. And if they put if the Ravens put a 6th offensive lineman on the field, I think their response will be to take Teron Johnson off the field, which, has a history with the Ravens, certainly in terms of the big interception in the 2020 game.
It's going to be interesting schematics. And I think McDermott, I mean, he knows how to scheme up a ball game. As we remember in the previous game, Leslie Frazier went with the inverted cover 2 game, or at least I remember he blitzed his safeties a tremendous amount in that postseason game, something like 40% of the time. We have seen teams get a little bit creative in the way they defend the Ravens rushing attack in the postseason, and it has been more effective, but just the thunder and lightning approach. You have both in one player in Henry, and I think that is unique to what the Ravens have had.
Yeah. Well, it's great signing. I am completely over my lukewarmness on the signing in terms of the price there. Let's talk about another very curious case this week. Deontay Johnson finds himself again with the Baltimore Ravens, sort of. Released on waivers, claimed by the Ravens in that process. Now, Deontay Johnson, if you recall, his entire salary basically was paid by the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Came here, had $300,000 or something still left on his salary. Maybe it's a little more than that. Maybe it's $600,000. And the Ravens paid that for the weeks they had him. And then we're fortunate enough to have the Texans pay the rest of it. I don't believe he's getting paid anymore this year. I believe his total remaining salary is zero for the playoffs. Could be wrong about that, but I believe so.
That's my understanding as well, that he wouldn't even be able to join the quote-unquote join the team until the season is over, which I guess answers the question we had about Calais Campbell a couple weeks ago, where we weren't quite sure how a Week 18 release would play. Interesting. Well, first of all, something's clearly wrong with his mentality, and I don't know if there's a CTE issue or something, but to be pouting after your team wins in the postseason and you're in third team in the same season that you didn't get enough touches is just completely unprofessional. But I think from the Ravens' perspective, it hypothetically could allow them to get some compensatory value if anybody wants to pay him next year.
Can't imagine that anyone's going to give him a contract other than a vet man prove it again. And even if they do that, there's big opportunity cost to that. That means you sit down or send down some wide receiver to your practice squad, risk losing him there. It's fraught with peril to have Deontay Johnson on your roster. And I think if there's a guy who could pull apart an NFL clubhouse, he might be it.
Yeah.
In terms of, he seems to be mildly polarizing. I mean, one of the things, and this seems just ridiculous to say this now, is prior to the Houston game that everybody seemed to be hugging him, the ex-Ravens teammates. Well, clearly, and then everybody said, I guess it's clear which cylinder wasn't firing. This is Harbaugh's problem and whatnot. Clearly, that was a load of crap.
You just can't do that. You cannot say, me, I need the ball. When your team's winning playoff games and winning big games when you're not producing for them at the same time. I could understand receivers pouting after a loss and saying, if you just would have given me two more targets, maybe I could have made the play to will the team victory. But after a win, that's just Bush League. I have no tolerance for that.
Well, the Ravens have, I think we've talked about that on this show, is that the Ravens don't really have a number one receiver on this team. I don't think they ever will. Lamar Jackson has to be the number one in this offense, which means anything that funnels targets to somebody is just not, shouldn't be a part of the Ravens offense. You have a bunch of supporting cast and one lead actor on this team. Henry is even a supporting player, honestly, in terms of what he does, but that's really the way it has to be.
Agreed. And there's no room for that. But just in a little bit of an interesting move, maybe a sort of a middle finger move from Eric DaCosta to just kind of, you did something else and we're going to extract a little bit of, revenge on you too. So anyway, it was a little entertainment, a little topic to talk about today. So not too bad.
So what does Deontay Johnson end up on the roster in some spot that's outside the 53 then, like a reserve?
That's what it seems to me. Kind of thing.
Yeah, because otherwise he'd be taking a roster spot. And even though the Ravens are very healthy right now, I don't think they would necessarily want to do that.
So, right.
You know, put someone like Christian Welch back in the practice squad, even though, you know, they can call him up as often as they want here.
Trayvon Mullen, didn't the Ravens do that with Trayvon Mullen? What was it, 3 years ago now? That he was signed to a reserve deal right around this time of year, and he couldn't help you for this year, but you had the rights to him next year. Well, Deontay is unrestricted, so it's a little bit different. Curious case, but I like it nonetheless.
Yeah. I think what you're talking about might be a futures deal with Trayvon, but maybe not. Maybe it's some slightly different thing. All right. So one thing about the MVP voting, we looked a little bit at this the other day, and it appears there are 50 all pro votes and there 1-2 are the votes. And based on the number of points that everybody got, which very fortunate, Jordan knew exactly what those were. It looks like Jackson was not named on one MVP ballot. Sorry, on one all-pro ballot as either first or second. But Burrow was named on nine, and Allen was not named on eight. So the nine Burrow votes came one out of Jackson's rear end and eight out of Allen's. It appears very unlikely to me that the MVP is going to reverse itself now, given how many people didn't have Allen as at least number two. And that would have been my concern, is that that Jackson would have gotten the most number ones, but there would have also been people who had him outside of their list of two. And that he, but the, just the opposite is true. Not only did he win the number ones, he also won the number twos by a wide margin. He won the available number twos to him by a wide margin. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Because he loses 18 of those, right, at, or whatever it was, out of the top. To me, it seems pretty clear now that he's going to win the MVP. And I see Polymarket still has it at 74 cents. I'm a little surprised by that number.
The only thing, first of all, Allen's a terrific player. In most years, he would be worthy of the MVP with this season.
Yep.
His scramble against Kansas City was one of the signature plays of the regular season. Lamar's been outstanding. Just the TD-INT ratio, I think, really is what should differentiate him a little bit. The only way I could see is maybe if there's some voters that have both MVP and All-Pro votes saying, well, both these guys had great years. Let's split the baby. Let's give Lamar the All-Pro, and let's give Allen his first MVP as a, what do they call it, career body of work sort of MVP.
Career achievement.
Yeah. That's how I could see it. Other than that, you know, it seems that if you're voting, if he's first team All-Pro, how is he not the MVP? I don't see how that would make logical sense.
Right. I think there's been so much done on that, so much pointing to that, that I don't see that as a likely thing anybody would want to defend. You know, to say, why did you make Allen the MVP? I mean, the whole thing that it's not a career, it's not a lifetime achievement award has been said. So we'll see how that rules out. I just look at Polymarket at 74 cents. I'm like, how are they getting that? Who's betting the 24 cents on Allen right now? Yeah. Who really wants that kind of a payoff? But anyway, let's take a look at the injury report if we can.
Absolutely. So the Ravens injury report is relatively sparse. They have Deontay Harty now with full practices both Wednesday and Thursday. He has yet to be activated to the 53, recovering from a knee injury. The more concerning is certainly Zay Flowers, who is now DNP on both Wednesday and Thursday. We'll discuss that, and then we'll go to Buffalo.
So, yeah, the Flowers thing, obviously, I don't have any inside information. All I'm doing is handicapping Harbaugh when I say that. So I want to be as clear as possible. But Harbaugh normally is so positive about players.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Turning, and he said a few things that are kind of ancillary to that. Well, Zay could not practice all week and he could still play. It's not normally the Ravens' way. You know, and yeah. even with somebody returning from IR DTR, they've been super careful and late on all of these this year's Pierce and
Van Noy. I believe yeah. Van Noy did not practice the week he broke his orbital bone, and then he did play. That's the only one I can recall.
Okay, that's a good one. But I'm not buying the fact that that he's going to be back. And in fact, based on what I'm hearing. And the non-positivity of it, and that, well, we'll just see the way this path takes us. I'm thinking more; it's more likely that he won't play again this year. I'm very concerned about it. I know I don't have any basis for this other than handicapping Harbaugh, but this is one of the problems. If you want to be a guy who doesn't want to talk about injuries, then don't talk about any injuries.
Right.
Say, guys, I will never again answer an injury question. The injury report is all the information we're providing on this, and right. your only comment is no comment.
I could see Flowers suiting up and being prepared for the game plan without practicing, but it all depends on the health. I don't think it's a matter of he needs the walkthrough reps on a Friday. Extra day helps out a little bit, probably helps Lamar from that spear shot he took to his back. Looked like a kidney shot almost. But yeah, it's just not looking good for Flowers. I mean, it didn't look good when it happened. It's really unfortunate. I do have concern that they would be able to advance the next step and the step after that without their Pro Bowl wide receiver. I do, but we'll hope for the best.
All right. Let's Deontay Hardy. Do you have a strong feeling about him? We saw a game out of Sims where again, the return game really appears to be a mess on punts.
Yeah. I could see Hardy being, and especially that this is his former team, right? They're even signed mm-hmm. him away from Buffalo, a little revenge game, as they call it. Maybe he has some little bit of intel on weakness or something, or something that he remembers from previous seasons. He could come back. I think as far as the gadget part of the offense, I think Anthony Miller probably is an adequate fill-in for what the Hardy / Sims / Miller. I've always liked Miller. I liked him coming out of camp, if you remember. And I thought they were pretty lucky to hold him on and be able to activate him when the time was right. So, you know, I think Hardy probably does get activated at the expense of – I'm not quite sure who at the expense of, because I think
– because, I mean, it's a one-for-one kind of
– Yeah, that would make there. Sense. That would make the most sense.
Sims played 13 snaps last week. I think Hardy played none. Miller, I think, played 9 and had 3 receptions. Mm-hmm. Sims, I think, was, if I had to say it, was more of the gadget guy. Now, they threw to Miller 3 times, 4 yards each. So there's only 12 mm-hmm. total. But they, I'm sure they could get that same production out of Hardy. And I think maybe you're right. Maybe there are some guys he's played against, Benford or somebody else who's played, he's practiced against, and he knows just how the guy moves his feet, and he knows mm-hmm. how to read him and whatnot. And that'd be pretty cool. If they did, I mean, that would certainly be a potential makeup for the hole the Ravens find themselves in, that receiver position.
Yeah. I mean, Wallace got a lot of snaps. He made that big play before halftime. I think really he's their best blocker, and that's for a game. Now, I guess we should just touch on the weather report. The wind is not going to be quite as bad, at least projected to be, forecasted to be about 10-mile-an-hour wind, which I just quickly looked at it. It's 15 miles an hour on Saturday in Buffalo, I think 18 miles an hour on Monday. Maybe there's a little reprieve from the wind there. So I'm not sure how much the downfield passing game is going to be part of either team's game plan. It could be maybe more than we think. And in that case, I think a hearty I think Aguilar would probably be the guy that would start maybe gaining more snaps in Wallace's stead. But we'll see how it goes. And the weather plays a big part. And obviously the game script really plays a huge part.
Yep. Yep. It's a talking with Drew Geyer, who's the Know Your Foe guy. He said, whenever you see a wind report for Buffalo, just add 5 miles per hour to it. Huh. Which there's a big difference between 10 and 15. So that would be tough. But I'll be looking for the top of the flags, maybe taking some pictures there, and we'll see.
I'll look for it.
I'm a little scared. I have Bill's injury report.
Yes. I guess they have quite a few guys listed, But we'll go with who was still – well, all right. We'll go full Christian Benford, the kick returner, Codrington. Amari Cooper went back to full. Teron Johnson went to full. That looked like a scary injury at the time. Dalton Kincaid is nursing a knee, but he's full. Cam Lewis is full. Matt Milano is full with the bicep. Morris Greg Rousseau has a finger. He went full. And Dorian Williams, a linebacker, went full. So the two limiteds as of Thursday, and they've been limited both Wednesday and Thursday, are the sixth offensive lineman, Alec Anderson, with a calf, and Ray Davis, the rookie back out of Kentucky, with a concussion. And I did see, or I was talking to a buddy of mine, and the rate of players coming back from a concussion in 1 week this season is only about 30%. They're getting a little bit more stringent on the protocol, it seems.
Well, it's probably a good step to take, and that sounds like you won't play. Did look like a pretty darn big hit to the head he took.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. They have
a lot worse than the one that held Jalen Hurts out for 3 weeks. That's for sure.
The two Buffalo running backs that are not Cook. Cook's obviously a rushing threat, and he's that much of a receiving threat. But the other two guys are big, high yards per target players. I mean, Ty Johnson has had 11 yards per target, and Ray Davis was 9.9, I think. So very unusual for running back. Those guys run routes down the field, so they're more like Joe Washington. If you think about what he would do, it's not just a little screen pass or Ray Rice kind of a check down. It's these guys are running routes all over the field.
Ty Johnson looked like DeAndre Hopkins or somebody on that touchdown he made last week, staying in bounds, keeping the ball. I mean, that was one of the best catches, probably the catch of the weekend, I would say. That was a really special play.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got here? The elevations for this week. Now, you're not limited in the postseason relative to the regular season. So the Ravens have an ability to elevate players. Last week, they elevated two wide receivers. It seemed like a prophylactic measure to do so. So they were thinking maybe somebody gets sick is what I'm thinking, and then they would have an extra guy. But they had obviously some problems with flu. By the way, very happy to see there's no illness on this injury report, given all the illness that the Steelers were suffering.
Yeah, definitely going around this time of year, certainly. But, they seem healthy. They're rested. They had an extra day. You wish this game was at home. You wish maybe one or two of those early season games would have went the opposite way, and this could be a home game. Still a chance of getting a home game if Houston's edge rushers can take advantage of that matchup against KC. Should be good. I think all four games are going to be pretty good games, I think, this weekend. Mm-hmm. Best weekend of the year. Top eight teams, head-to-head. I think this is my favorite weekend of the year, football-wise.
That's really what everybody says. The wild card round is not as good as the divisional round. Some people like the championship round, but that only has two games. So the divisional round is really the week. And Super Bowl, often you get a big mismatch and the game's over early and you're stuck with a bad game. So that could be what it is. So anyway, in terms of elevations, let's get back to that for a second. Yeah, I think Miller will be one of them. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be elevated to the 53 as far as I know. Do you think they'll go with a second wide receiver? Or do you think in the game like this, where the Buffalo has a lot of willingness to play a sixth offensive lineman, that you might see them activate a sixth defensive lineman?
Tupu, maybe?
Could be.
Or Wormley. Wormley's still around. I saw him in the post-game clips. I could see that. I think the Ravens are very well equipped to slow down Buffalo's rushing attack. That's what the defense, Zach Gore, I think it's probably his best facet of his defense is stopping the run. I'm more concerned about can Josh Allen take advantage of the weak side linebacker and potentially strong safety situation, or even middle linebacker, because Roquan hasn't had a great year in coverage. That's really the weakness of the defense. And I thought Adarius had a good game last week, but his length does show up as creates, a little bit of an advantage for the offense from time to time. As heady of a player as he is, as instinctive and as hard of a hitter as he is, I think in coverage, he's not the best.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. We have a couple mailbag questions. Let's look at those. The first one is from Kid Rock 20. It says this: great win. Observations: one, punt return game has been a disaster this year. Two, worried about Lamar and Henry getting too many touches. No choice but to do it. And three, Stanley fell over a few times in the run game. Need more. Let me address number three here, even though it's not a question. These are thanks for the observations, Kid Rock. Stanley had a very difficult game handling Highsmith, and it's not the first time, but it's against elite pass rushers. He often has quite a bit of difficulty, and Highsmith is a highly twitchy guy, doesn't nearly get the recognition that Watt does. But if you ask a Steelers fan, they'll typically tell you that Highsmith really has the fuller bag of pass rush tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stanley, he's not Jonathan Ogden. There's been a few guys through the years. I remember Carl Olsen with the Bengals used to kind of give him a run for his money. Maybe that's a good thing as far as roster construction long term next year, that he's not breaking the bank and the Ravens can't afford to bring him back. But yeah, I would agree with you. Stanley, he's given you above average left tackle play, but not, you know, B level most likely. I would assume your grade's pretty much aligned with that.
Yeah, he's made a contribution certainly above an average player, and you see that. People see that I ever give him a DNF. They go, "Oh my God, what are you talking about with Stanley?" There's just a fair amount of variation during the year. It's normal.
100%. So,
how about these other two points that Kid Rock makes? Too many touches for Lamar and Henry. Anything you could or would do about that at this point?
It's the playoffs. Give them every touch you need to win. This is go time. This is I'm not concerned about that.
I'm not even slightly concerned about it. I'm always concerned, I guess, that one of the two of them gets injured, but I'm not even slightly concerned about overworking them to get them hurt. I think that is a limited risk. And the punt return game, we talked about that already. I think he's right on the money with that. And I think Harbaugh is probably fed up with what's happening. I don't know that he knows Deontay Hardy is the right guy. And some of the things he said about Hardy involve not only getting him physically ready, but getting him mentally ready to play. And my immediate reaction is, what does he mean by that? Is there something else with Deontay Hardy? Because we've had a few Deontays on this team this year.
I think overall we're going to look well. Not that this is special teams is the most important phase, and that's going to be what we remember out of this season. But even we're going back to week one and two and three, and you and I are saying, why are they activating so many special teams guys? And then to have the special teams really, I mean, coverage has been good. They haven't broken one. They missed field goals. They've shanked punts. It hasn't been a banner special teams year, especially for what they have invested in and how much they emphasize it.
Right. All right. Let's go on to the next question. That's Cardi at Cardi Matt, who says, with Henry looking so locked in, every locker time video is released. Do you think he might retire on a high if the Ravens won the Super Bowl? Could also see a few other vets making a similar decision. Pierce, Kyle Van Noy, Stanley, Tucker. Did we talk about this one before? I don't remember.
No, okay. We have not discussed this one. You know, it's hard to – well, first of all, Henry does seem locked in. He does seem – when you see him breaking down the locker room, he seems very, very hyper-laser-focused on the Super Bowl. Reminds me of Tony Siragusa a little bit in 2000, where he's been around a long time and wants to get that ring. So that's great to see, first of all. As far as who could possibly retire, you know, I'm not in the players' heads. I don't know what motivates them. You know, it'd be pretty hard for Kyle Van Noy to retire after he pretty much had the best season of his career at, 34, I believe. Pierce, maybe I could see that. He carrying around a lot of weight now, obviously. Stanley, maybe. I don't know really what his motivations are and what his – Tucker. I could see Tucker potentially saying, this wasn't my best year and I want to go out on a high note. So maybe if I had to peg it just from outside observation, I would say maybe Tucker.
All right. I'd say Pierce is the most likely of the group. I don't think Tucker will go out. I think Tucker if you look at who Tucker is as a human being, the guy absolutely loves the spotlight, loves it. And there's nothing wrong with that. So actors are all this way and whatnot. Yeah. Complete ham and all commercials, everything he does. I mean, I can't imagine he'd want to walk away from that. And if he did, he'd probably want to get into acting anyway. And, you know, I cannot imagine him walking away from football at this point. I guess it could happen. Stanley's got too much of a payday, I think, to decline it. He's been through a lot of stuff with his body, and you know, to see all the care he takes with it, particularly this year, and all the delays, frankly, he's put on the media in terms of getting to the podium. That tells me he really wants to see things go right. And it's been a very successful year for him in terms of being healthy, as much as his quality of play. So that's been terrific. I think Pierce would be the guy. There'd be something that would be wrong. Maybe, you know, I don't wish this on him certainly, but maybe medically with all the weight he's carrying, that all of a sudden diabetes becomes an issue or something else. I mean, I'm concerned about someone who's carrying that much weight.
Yeah. Especially post injury return, he looks a little bit unhealthy. But my brother, no, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. He's a dentist, and he was stressing the chair. I'll say that. But Pierce's.
Okay. Gotcha.
But Henry, just going back to Henry, I mean, again, taking care of his body. I mean, it seems like no one spends the amount and takes as much pride in being in peak performance as Derrick Henry with his fasting and all the different laser treatments and everything that he does. And I think there's a motivation for him to prove that running backs don't all fall off the cliff at 30 years old. I mean, he's now 31 and he's having one of the best years of his career, probably the best in large part due to Lamar. But if I'm in his situation, I probably want to see how far I can roll it, you know, and see if I can continue playing at a high level when I'm 33, 34, if I was that unique, in that unique situation.
Right. Well, I am hoping he'll be coaxed back to the Ravens. I don't know how likely it is for Stanley, but hopefully. I think we'll leave it there in terms of this. Do you have anybody you're looking for in this game that you'd be like, yeah, this is the guy I'm on the phone for to make a big play that helps the Ravens win the game?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ken. Really good question. I ID'd Isaiah Likely last week, and I think that paid off pretty well. I don't necessarily want to go back to that well, although I kind of see it. But I think this could maybe be a change of pace. Justice Hill makes a play, and you know, it's hard trying to see who's unlikely, because they're all heroes, you know, in some way throughout this season. But I could see Justice Hill, or maybe on defense, Tavius Robinson, I would say.
Oh, wow. Now that is a long shot pick there. That is. If I were to pick someone,
makes a play, strip sack or something, maybe makes a pull, yeah, his play of the season.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd go with somebody like Ardarius Washington, who, okay, I'm not even sure he's an unknown enough player, an unlikely, right, enough player, because he's certainly very central to the Ravens' defensive plans. Always a pleasure doing the show with you, Voss. Tell folks where they can find your work online.
My pleasure, Ken. I am on Twitter, X, at Vasilis Fiamata, VasilisFiamata. And I hope we can reconvene next week on Thursday to discuss the preview of the championship game and not to preview the offseason.
Yeah, there we go. That is, I think that's everybody's hope. All the folks out there, thanks for listening. As always, thanks for your loyalty to this show in particular. Send us a question via hashtag Film Study Mailbag, if you would. That goes for any of the Film Study shows. But we always like to take on this one as well. For Voss Larikos, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on Friday Morning GM.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.